You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, remember, you turn us on, you'll hear it. Yes, it is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you this morning. As I say, great to be with you any morning, really, isn't it? It is Tuesday, it is the 11th of October, and let's take a look, shall we? A couple of things relevant. Well, there's a few this morning, but we'll look at some of them for now. Some of the things relevant to the date, the 11th of October. General Pulaski Memorial Day today. This is being celebrated in the United States. He was a Polish-born hero of the American Revolution. International Day of the Girl Child today. Also International Newspaper Carrier Day and National Coming Out Day. Multinational, including United Kingdom, Switzerland and United States, among others. There's a few to get us started for this morning here on today's Breakfast Show.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray,
Show with Jerry D.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Say, catch your dreams before they slip away.
There we go, of course. So that one was originally by the Rolling Stones, wasn't it? Some good covers of that one. Melanie had a big success with her cover of Ruby Tuesday many years ago. And this cover, when I was rummaging around and I was going to play Ruby Tuesday, I thought, let's see what there is. This is Gotthard. And a very good cover as well. Ruby Tuesday, starting us off with Mr. Billy Joel. Apparently he didn't start the fire. So in that case, we don't know who did, really, do we? Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. It is now, 11 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock, of course. Take us to the shower song.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey, sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker. Oh, if the sky comes falling down for you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do. Sister.
Tell me another story.
I think it's time for you to tell me a story.
Why do you have to go, Dad?
Promise. I'll be back in no time.
And there we go. That is Hey Brother. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are about a minute late because the time is right now 16 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, of course. And it is time to get you scrubbed up and on your way to wherever it is you're going today. And I hope you're going to have a great day as well. In the shower with you this morning, it is Cher. Dove l'amor. There she goes. There we are. That is Cher. And with Emilio Estefan Jr. on that one as well. That's it. Out. How's you getting on your way to where it is? You're going on this Tuesday morning. It's exactly 20 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock, according to the studio clock. So there you are. Off you go. Right, let me see. Oh, I tell you what, when I was starting up the programme, I was looking at some of the things relevant to the date, the 11th of October. Today is, as I mentioned, National Coming Out Day today. It's multinational, including the United Kingdom, Switzerland and the United States, among others. So I thought I'd play this. There you go. Yes, Diana Ross there. I'm coming out. 25, just making our way 25 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. That was Stay Diana Ross, written and produced by members from Chic, Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers, and released on the 22nd of August, and that was back when, oh, believe it or not, 1980. Going off into the distance there after having lost their religion. Yes, losing my religion. Right, that's sort of brought us. We're very close to the bottom of the hour. Quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time on this morning's Breakfast Show, 28 minutes right now, and that is before the hour of 7 o'clock. Looking at some of the things in the local news for you this morning, as of this date and until the 30th of June, the government of Laurentino Cortizo will be able to directly contract up to $25 million to mitigate disasters caused by the rains and the imminence of new damages derived from atmospheric conditions in the provinces of Panama, Colón, Chiriquí, Bocas del Toro, and the Guniala and Nagabe-Buglé regions. The Legislative Subcommittee created to discuss once again Bill 625, which adopts the legislation for the extinction of illicit assets in the country, met for the first time this Monday, the same last week by the Government, Justice and Constitutional Affairs Commission of the National Assembly. It's made up of Deputies Victor Castillo, Chairman of the Subcommission, Emily Garcia Miro and Fatima Agrazal. Castillo, Miro and Agrazal will have now 10 working days to formulate modification proposals and present them to the Commission. They have wanted to think that the National Assembly is afraid of giving way to this bill or demonising the bill. It is not like this. There is a willingness on the part of the Assembly to discuss and listen to the people, Castillo said. The first to speak at Monday's session was the Secretary-General of Ministry of Security, Jonathan Riggs. He assured that the bill is a necessity and stated that the entity aspires to achieve a consensus that allows the bill to advance in a legislative agenda. He explained that as he is proposing in the current proposal, it is an autonomous jurisdiction that would be developed in parallel with a criminal proceeding. The lawyer Miguel Antonio Bernal took to the floor. "It's my opinion that this bill violates constitutional principles," said Bernal, who asked to file the proposal. The same was requested by the lawyer Alfredo Vallarino. a prominent member of the defense team of former President Ricardo Martinelli Barrichello. Those of us who oppose this bill are not in favor of crime, said Bernal. In his opinion, the project is a clear evidence of an authoritarianism that violates human rights, destroys citizens' legal security. He argued that he does not consider the project to be a necessity for the country. Basically, this is the law which says that if you're a naughty boy and you steal money, however, whatever, you will forfeit the benefits of that theft. In other words, all the gains, your house, your yacht, your whatever. But they don't seem to want to do it. If you're found guilty of a crime for sort of embezzlement or theft or whatever, but they're not allowed to seize the gains that you've got from it, seems a bit wrong, really, doesn't it? Well, never mind. The Presidency of the Republic reported on Monday that Janina Tewani Memkomo, until now Minister of Government, will now be Foreign Minister, replacing Erica Moines. The Presidency does not inform the reason for Moines' departure, but in a press release it thanks the service that she provided to the country, which has contributed both to the strengthening of the Foreign Service and to Panama's foreign relations. According to official sources consulted by La Prensa, the Ministry of Public Works, led by Rafael Sabonge, made changes to one of its main positions, which is aimed at supervising public infrastructure works throughout the country, and who would have been one of the minister's right hands from the beginning of his duties. This is Nicolas Arial, who served as the Ministry of Public Works National Director of Inspections. He was replaced in his position by engineer Jose Murdoch. The rains and floods in the city of Colón, the Free Zone, and Franceville caused damage to 500 commercial premises, with economic losses that can reach $15 million, according to inspections carried out by the Colón Chamber of Commerce on Saturday. The most affected areas of the city were Bolívar and Central Avenues and their surrounding streets. Colón alone, damage was recorded in more than 200 businesses. The majority are micro, small and medium-sized businesses, including hotels, real retail stores, food outlets, peddlers, grocery stores and department stores. Within the Free Zone and Francefield area, more than 300 businesses between warehouses and companies reported losses. Chen explained that the of the 31 pumps, apparently they got all these pumps to pump out the rain, fewer than 16 were working when the floods occurred. This inaction and irresponsibility harms local commerce, the country's logistics hub, and the physical safety of families, he said. That's it. Some of the items that are in the local news this morning. You'll be able to hear more about those at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning here on The Breakfast Show.
So hard you're rolling around on the floor at all the bad haircuts and smoking cigarettes. The lustless romantic trying hard to impress. Well, that's just me.
Always had a wild imagination, and it seems
that's just me. Before we met, well, don't be shy, be brave, little champion. That's just me. Before we met, but don't be shy, be brave, little champion. That's just me. Before we met, but don't be shy.
Called as Before We Met comes from Noah and the Whale.
Before we met.
Time-wise, we're making our way to 19 and a half minutes, and that's before the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. And let me see, what we, I tell you what, if you want to go back, let's go back in time to this day, Tuesday, October the 11th in the year 1582. Because of the implementation of the Gregorian calendar, this day did not exist. That's in Italy, Poland, Portugal and Spain. So they were a day missing from everybody else. Happy Monday. Or is it Wednesday? I don't know. Anyway, one thing we do know is it is Tuesday here in Panama. Callaway. They want to be rich.
Cash. Cold. What I need.
Collectors bearing my fall.
we go. Yes, that's Calloway, who wants to be rich. We're going to take a little rummage around the internet this morning, see what we can find to keep you amused, keep you occupied. In the last hour of this morning's program, we'll be going to be linking up with Alejandro Carbonell. He's the Director of Innovation of the Fundación Ciudad del Saber, and we're going to be talking about a couple of events that they've got coming up. One starts tomorrow, Wednesday. One's already on its way, so we'll be talking about that. That's the last hour of this morning's program. We'll be checking in with Ingrid and also see how Yaz's week is doing as well. And plenty of great music, of course, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning.
I hope not.
Chaka Khan. Ain't Nobody is the name of that one. 6 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And I thought I'd tell you a little bit of a story because, you know, I came to live in Panama many years ago, back in around about the end of 1993 was when I eventually came out here. You know, I got used to living here in Panama and the ways of life. And one of the things, of course, is the women here are extremely elegant. I mean, you know, you go to work in the morning and they're all so beautifully dressed. I remember they used to like things like silver or gold shoes just to go to work. And they used to love this, and you'd look at each other, and you'd smile, and you'd sort of say, good morning, buenos dias, and so on and so forth. And that was all rather nice. Then, I think it must have been a year or a couple of years later, I went back to the United Kingdom. And I was walking through one of the shopping centres there, and there's this young lady sitting down, cross-legged on the floor, reading a book. And she looked up, and I looked at her, and we smiled, well, I smiled, and she just turned around and said,
"What are you looking at?"
Thank you.
I'll tell you, one of the things I do remember about that particular track from Madonna, Vogue is what it's called. I went to this disco with a friend of mine, Neil, or I coped with his friend, in fact, Neil. And it was the boys there were dancing away, and they were using fans. Yes, big Chinese fans. Big ones, not little ones. Doing all sorts of antics with those. I tell you, you were lucky to get out of there with your life. And both eyes as well. Anyway, there we are. That's Madonna and Vogue. And that is bringing us where? That's bringing us up to towards the top of the hour at 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
¡Cuidado, te caes! ¡Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor!
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Dan Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Absolutely. And if you've just joined us this morning, a very good morning to you. It is Tuesday. It's 11th of October. And the time? Well, we're just 2.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Some of the items in the international news for this Tuesday. The United Nations General Assembly voted on Monday to reject Russia's call for the 193 member body to hold a secret ballot later this week on whether to condemn Moscow's move to annex 4 partially occupied regions in Ukraine. The General Assembly decided with 107 votes in favour that it would hold a public vote, not a secret ballot, on a draft resolution that condemns Russia's illegal so-called referenda and the attempted illegal annexation. Diplomats said the vote on the resolution would likely be on Wednesday or Thursday. Britain would expect to see indicators if Russia was starting to consider deploying its nuclear arsenal in its war with Ukraine. Britain's top cyber spy said on Tuesday, repeating that any talk of using such weapons was highly dangerous. After more than 7 months now of war, Jeremy Fleming, director of the GCHQ spy agency, told BBC Radio that Russia was running short of munitions, friends and troops. Sweden won't share findings of the investigation into the explosions of the Nord Stream gas pipelines with Russian authorities or Gazprom, Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson said on Monday. A Swedish crime scene investigation of the Nord 1 stream and two gas pipelines from Russia to Europe has found evidence of detonations, and prosecutors suspect sabotage. Hong Kong leader John Lee said on Tuesday there was no legal basis for the city to act on Western sanctions when asked about a Russian yacht berthed in the financial centre that belongs to a sanctioned Russian oligarch. Hong Kong authorities were criticised by the United States State Department for allowing a luxury yacht belonging to sanctioned Russian oligarch Alexei Mordashov to dock in Hong Kong waters last week. Shanghai and other big Chinese cities, including Shenzhen, have ramped up testing for COVID-19 as infections rise, with some local authorities hastily closing schools, entertainment venues and tourist spots. Infections have risen to the highest since August, with the uptick coming after increased domestic travel during the National Day, Golden Week, earlier this month. Authorities reported 2,089 new infections on the 10th of October, the most since August the 20th. Brazilian presidential candidate Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva slightly broadened his lead over incumbent president Jair Bolsonaro ahead of the October the 30th runoff vote, according to a survey by pollster IPEC published on Monday. And, yes, Panama's made it into the international news section this morning. More than 150,000 migrants so far this year have made the treacherous crossing across the Darien jungle, which links Panama with Colombia, a record figure according to official data. Panama's National Migration Service said on Monday the 151,582 migrants made the crossing between January and September, fleeing poverty and violence in the hope of reaching the United States. This includes some 21,570 minors. That's it. There's a look. Those are some of the things in the international news this morning, presented for you here on The Breakfast Show. By the way, New Zealand, they're going to tax, believe it or not, emissions from farm animals. Tell you more about that in a little bit. Meantime, this is Mr. Lou Graham. Girl, but that's all right. go. There's Mr. Lou Graham. And just between you and me, by the way, Lou Graham, born Louis Andrew Grammatico. Just as well, he did shorten it a bit, didn't he? He's, of course, an American rock singer-songwriter, best known, by the way, for being the lead singer of the rock band Foreigner. This was from 1977 to 1990, then again from 1992 to 2003. He's still very active, of course, having successful, not just hits with Foreigner, but also as a solo artist as well. One of the things that we like to do is, you know, when we have people come on the breakfast show and chat with us, and we always like to ask them, you know, what kind of experience did you have? Did you enjoy yourself?
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Rosa.
So long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall, and we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise the secret. So we take each other's hand, cause we seem to understand. Yeah.
That's the general opinion from people who come and chat with us on the breakfast show. I've had the time of my life. That's Bill Medley together with Jennifer Warnes there. If you keep an eye on the time, 16 minutes after 7. We're going to have one more piece of music. Comes from Callum Scott. And then I'll tell you what, we'll take a look and see what the weather's doing, shall we?
Driven to the fire, to get back to where we started, till we crash and burn again. Now I got it, two signs. All this sabotage is sweetness, dancing on a razor's edge. Where does it start? Where does it end? Some nights ago, my broken heart was on the mend. No, I should go, but it's so hard. When you walk in, I'm not myself when we're apart. I can't pretend. Open eyes, I'm only human. How am I supposed to stop myself from loving you? Loving you, yeah. I'm only human. I'm about to do the thing I know I shouldn't do, yeah. We don't know how the story's gonna end, but I know you're gonna bring mine again. I'm only human. How am I supposed to stop myself from loving you, yeah.
Heaven.
In the middle of the madness, hard to tell which one is which. Always calling the morning after. When I'm reaching out to hold you, nothing on my fingertips. Where does it start? Where does it end? Two nights ago, my broken heart was on the mend. No, I should go, but it's so hard. When you walk in, I'm not myself when we're apart. Loving you, yeah. How am I supposed to stop myself from loving you?
And it is called Stop Myself, Only Human, from Callum Scott. Right, time. The time is just coming 19 and a half minutes after 7. We're going to take a look and see what's happening with the weather for today. What I can tell you is we have all noticed here, that's the good lady, myself and Yasmin, the sun has quickly, and it does this every year, very quickly changes its position, which tells us that the season is about to start changing as well. It's moved much more in front of the studio because my blind, the one that's normally telling us that it's a sunny day, is up. But Yasmin's blind now is down. That's the weather report for this morning. Right, let's take a look. Starting off in Colón, Costa Rica, that's where we normally start off. 31 degrees Celsius today will be their maximum temperature, with 24 being the minimum temperature. 36 the thermal sensation, 78% is the relative humidity. Now it's going to be partially cloudy this morning. Isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. Moving over to this side, the Pacific side of the Isthmus, and we're starting with West Panama over here. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 38 degrees Celsius, that's going to be the thermal sensation. Going to feel quite warm. Relative humidity at 78%. Partially cloudy during the course of the morning, isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and back to being partially cloudy tonight. Anybody see the moon last night? Oh, absolutely spectacular. I took a picture of it, and it came out rather nicely. If you want to see, drop me a line on WhatsApp. 6771 8822. Share anything on this program. Moving to the metropolitan area, that's where we're sitting right now. I can tell you that the sun is shining. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 36, the thermal sensation. See what difference that is from West Panama. 2 degrees difference. 76% the relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning. I can vouch for that. There is some cloud out there and around. This afternoon, we are looking at isolated rains with thunderstorms. And tonight, it is going to be partially cloudy again. Right, so that is the forecast. Let's move on to maritime conditions, seeing as that's I've sort of moved the map and it's gone very, very big. Hang on, I found a little button here, don't worry. That's better. maritime conditions. Let's start with the tides. Starting on the Pacific, high tide was at 4:30 this morning. It was still over that 5-metre mark because of the full moon, 5.33 metre. High tide, low tide will be at 10:40 this morning, minus 0.18 of a metre. High tide again, 4:55 in the afternoon, and that'll be 5.09 metres with the last low tide, 10:37 tonight, and that's going to be flat at zero. Now, the Caribbean, let us see what is happening in the Caribbean side. High tide, that was at 2:39 this morning, 0.15 of a metre. Low tide, that was at 6:43, 0.09 of a metre. High tide, 1:57, that's the last high tide for the day, just before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 0.34 of a metre. And the low tide, the last one, 9:49 this evening or tonight, and that'll be minus 0.03 of a metre. Now, taking a look at the actual sea conditions, starting with the Caribbean, very good this morning, can tell you that. Nice breeze at 10 to 20 kilometres an hour coming from the south. Waves, if you're boarding today, good news, 1 foot. In the afternoon, 1 foot waves continue. Yes, it is a good day to board. Not much change in the wind speed, 10 to 25 kilometres an hour. It'll be coming in from the west in the afternoon. Taking a look at the Pacific, we have got two 15-kilometre-an-hour winds coming from the west-northwest, and waves at 1 foot. See? Good being a boarding officer today, isn't it? In the afternoon, we do still have the good conditions continuing. 1 foot waves continue, winds continue from 2 to 15 kilometres an hour coming from the west. So there we go. That's it. There's your weather for today. Right, let's see. What have we got? I tell you what, we're going to go back to the music. We'll continue our forecast, shall we?
After the rains have gone, something inside me I know is dying for you. The sleet and the snow just drift me, I know, away. After the rains have gone, something inside me cries, what's behind that door? This girl just can't take it anymore. This girl just can't take it anymore. After the pain has gone, I finally not crying anymore. We drifted apart, it's broken our hearts. Surviving after the rains have gone, something inside me cries, what's behind that door? This girl just can't take it anymore. This girl just can't take it anymore.
This goes to Shirley Bassey and After the Rain. After the Rain, Pat Smell with the breeze. Let's forget a summer breeze. That's it. Summer breeze. That's the Icy Brothers there. Bring us down to the bottom of the hour. We're making our way now. We're about 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And we're going to take a look at some of the international business news for this morning. World stocks headed back towards their lowest levels in almost 2 years on Tuesday, with sentiment weighed down by unease about rapidly rising interest rates, an escalation in a Ukraine war, and China stepping up pandemic measures. There was a modest respite for Britain's battered bond market after the Bank of England said it would start purchasing inflation-linked debt. European stocks opened broadly lower. The stocks, this is the MSCI's index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan, fell almost 2% to its lowest since early 2020, with chip makers in China tech stocks taking a beating from US export curbs aimed at hurting Chinese technology development. Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturing company, for instance, slumped more than 8%. Wall Street was tipped to open lower, judging by trade in U.S. stock futures, and MSCI's World Stock Index was down 0.5%, moving back towards roughly two-year lows hit last week. Oil slid more than 2% on Tuesday, extending losses of nearly 2% in the previous session, as recession fears and a flare-up in COVID-19 cases in China raise concern over global demand. World Bank President David Malpass and International Monetary Fund Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva warned on Monday of growing risk of global recession and said that inflation remains a continuing problem. Brent crude fell $2.30 to 2.4%. This was to $93.89 a barrel by 10.06 a GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude, that dropped by $2.12 or 2.3% to $89.01. And I tell you, it's not easy being a crypto investor, apparently. They've seen the value of their holdings drop like a brick this year, and now many are stewing over the safety of their crypto cash after a series of heists that seen around $2 billion spirited away by hackers. And so now what? Well, enter the ghost of technology's past. Hardware wallets, old-school physical devices similar to USB drives that stash crypto holdings offline might seem a throwback to a more innocent digital age, but they're proving to be a popular response to a cutting-edge conundrum. And PayPal Holdings, Inc. said on Monday that it will not fine users for misinformation, and an earlier policy update said that customers could have to pay $2,500 in damages was sent in error. Shares of the San Jose, California-based company were down nearly 6% after the update, which PayPal said included incorrect information, sparked intense backlash on social media over the weekend. PayPal is not fining people for misinformation, and this language was never intended to be inserted in our policy. We're sorry for the confusion this has caused, a spokesperson for the company has said. And that's it. Some of the things in the international world of business this morning. And I tell you what, time-wise, where are we? We are just making our way now to 25 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Plenty of great music going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Guest in the last hour. We'll check in with Ingrid a little bit later on.
Everything that you meant to caught in the middle.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, two in a row, and Caught in the Middle from A1 was the first of those two. Alexa, stop. You know, I'm forever being interrupted. I don't know what she was talking about. That was it, Caught in the Middle, the first one of those two. And Aha, and Objects in the Mirror, that was the second of those tracks. Just to remind you, now how about this? What do you think about the possibility of winning a weekend for two with breakfast included? Or being able to buy those shoes that you want so much? Or a dinner for two in a local restaurant? Or maybe a relaxing massage? I'll have all of those. Here's your opportunity to win these and many other prizes by filling out our survey. All you've got to do is go to coolfmpanama.com got that? coolfmpanama.com and complete the survey that appears on our homepage. Every week we will have a winner. All right, so cheer up and participate. It's only for Cool FM listeners, by the way, so if you're not listening to Cool FM, you shouldn't be listening to this. Which probably doesn't make sense. So there we go, let me give that again. What do you think about a possibility of winning a weekend for two, with breakfast included, or being able to buy those shoes that you want so much, or a dinner for two in a local restaurant, or maybe a relaxing massage? Here's your opportunity to win these and many other prizes. All you've got to do is fill out the survey. You've got to go to coolfmpanama.com and complete the survey that appears on our homepage. All right, every week we'll have a winner, so cheer up and participate. Only for Cool FM listeners. And we can tell, by the way. Yes, just in case you were wondering, we know you're out there. Another little reminder for you, I think, seeing as the time is now, what, 16 minutes before 8.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspmea.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
Well, that one was Sugarland, and that was called Bigger. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Good morning to Mary Lou. She says, good morning, everybody. It's a hot and sunny. It was like this during Sunday and Monday at the beach. You asked if we could please play Lonely People from the group America.
This is for all lonely people, thinking that life has passed them by. Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup and ride that highway in the sky. This is for all the single people, thinking that love has left them dry. Don't give up until you keep on the silver cup. You never know.
Yes, Lonely People by America, and that is for Mary Lou this morning. I tell you what, it's all gone very quiet. Can you hear anything?
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us and nobody else. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good, just holding you tight. So listen very carefully, closer now, and you will see what I mean. It isn't a dream. The only sound
There we go, that's Ho and Hermits, and there's a kind of hush.
Shh, don't hear a thing.
Right. My next piece of music, gosh, this brings back memories. I'm going to go back to the year 1968. I was the DJ then, back on Force's Radio Sharjah, which was just Sharjah, by the way, if you don't know, it's a town not far from Dubai, 1968. Very hot and sandy. And I remember this one. I remember playing this one a lot. Young Girl. It was a million, well, it turned out to be a million selling gold certified. I got my tongue tied. Certified single. It was written and composed by Jerry Fuller and performed by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. What was it called?
Young Girl.
That's it.
Get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. With all the charms of a woman, you kept the secret of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love, and now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. Beneath your perfume and makeup, you're just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be alone with me, that come on look is in your eyes. Whoa, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run. I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind. 'Cause I'm afraid we'll go too far.
Yeah, that's it. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap there, and Young Girl, 1968. By the way, the song hit number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks. And for the first of those 3 weeks, it was stuck behind this one. Mr. Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I
prepared me to do. So I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones. And this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
I'm not even going to try and whistle along to that. Otis Redding there, and sitting on the dock of the bay. That kept Young Girl by Gary Puckett and Union Gap off the top of the charts for the first week of the three that it was at number two. The second 2 weeks, it was kept off the charts by Bobby Goldsboro and Honey. And guess what? That has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Del Ville Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
¿Qué tal, Javier? ¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
I tell you what, it's that time of the year again. And I tell you something else as well, you're allowed to go out. You are. And the British Ball is back. 2022, Saturday the 3rd of December at 7:30 p.m. Come and let your hair down. It's at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental on Avenida Balboa. The prices, just the same as they were last time, $125 per ticket. They're on sale now. Tickets at BritishBallPanama.com or just pop along to the website, www.BritishBallPanama.com. There are only 250 tickets available. Oh, and I've got 10 of them. See you there.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
There we go, that's Sinead O'Connor and Nothing Compares. Just to let you know, Yasmin just sent me a note over. Apparently Sun Tracks, yes, they're out. They are protesting on Cinta Costera in front of the yacht club and the Hospital del Nino. Also to the corridor in Paitia. And apparently they're coming out, it says, in defence of the Social Security and also for the... table, the dialogue table. So basically what they're doing is they're just being selfish. I don't know what shutting the roads has got to do with that when they upset other people trying to go about and do their business. So selfish. Yes, these things need fixing, but upsetting everybody else and reducing the productivity of the country. People are trying to get back on their feet. Just wears me out. So beware out there, okay? They're out on the streets protesting. And time, by the way, if you are keeping an eye on the time, 21 minutes now, right after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3, and that is Cool FM. After this, we'll check in with Ingrid. There we go. That is. I got a plug. I got a plugger in, you know. Yes, apparently I have to do this in the mornings. Don't go away. Oh, there we go. Sorry about that. Yes, let's check in with Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Whoa, what a way to wake up. You had all this rain and then sun and then sun and then rain. And then this morning I'm waking up and I'm seeing blue skies and the beautiful moon. She's right over there. Hi, Luna. Hello, my beautiful Luna. Oh, wow. This was not the morning I expected, but boy, am I glad. It's kind of like when I'm thinking about what it must have been like when Noah first landed that big old ark and all of the rain stopped all of a sudden and all those blue skies and beautiful colors and the birds were singing and it's just gorgeous morning. It's been so long since I've seen such a beautiful blue sky. A couple of months at least since rainy season. And the rainy season has done its thing, man. I just realized that I'm going to have to start whacking and whacking and whacking because everything just needs trimmed. It's just everything and everywhere. Wow. Look at all that good stuff. Ah, good morning, sunshine. Good morning, blue moon. Oh, it's so big in the sky. I can't believe it. I know we had had this week a bunch of celestial things happening because I had a schedule of everything that was happening, the meteorite shower, this, that, and the other. But unfortunately, due to the amount of rain up here and the clouds, we haven't been able to see anything until this morning. I can see the moon. Hi, Lou. Well, excuse me. All right. So today is Tuesday. Hey, Renee, out there in Greece, I'm saying hello to you. Every time Jerry says your name, he reminds me that my sister, her name is also Renee, and she and I have been talking about what is our next big trip going to be. And the cook and I have been talking about either Scotland or Greece. So Renee's trying to convince me, my sister Renee, that Greece is where I want to go because she wants to come with us. She loved her some travel. Oh, but I sure hope you guys have such beautiful skies. Oh, wow. All right, well, it's beautiful morning. Got lots to do today. Oh, it looks like one of the kitty cats caught a lizard and is trying to eat that in conjunction with their kitty cat food. Oh, lovely. Okay. Well, all right, you guys be safe and back to you in the studio. Yeah.
There we go. That was Nelson and Can't Live Without You. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just at the bottom of the hour. It's time to introduce my guest in this hour, Alejandro Carbonell. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing very well indeed. And yourself? You're looking happy there?
I am happy. A lot of good news.
I know you guys have been quite busy.
Yeah.
So tell me, how is life over there in Ciudad-Isabel?
Well, of course, we have today is very sunny, but Ciudad-Isabel, you know, can change immediately because it's a big rain.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, I think it's a great place for everyone to come and entrepreneurs, innovators. This is, you know, the place to go.
That's right. That's right. Now, you've got a couple of events that are up and well, you've got one which is starting on Wednesday and one that's already up and running.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's go for the first one, the one that's already up and running.
Right.
Which is a program for entrepreneurs. So if you have entrepreneurs listening from Herrera and Los Santos, this is for you guys. We're doing a program called Reactivate Panama Turismo, which is basically our idea with the AEI to reactivate tourism in Panama with a focus right now in Herrera Los Santos and specifically in Pedací. So it's like a training.
That's become very popular right now. I mean, I've had quite a few people. They've been down there sort of fairly recently and had a great time down there.
Have you been recently?
I haven't been recently. In fact, the last time I went, Moscoso hadn't built the road.
Wow.
But the good lady and myself, Christina, said we are, we've been talking about that and said, well, where should we go? And instead of going to Boquete, so we're thinking about driving to Pedací, having a break down there.
Yeah, you should go. There's a lot of things happening. And with the program like this, we hope to have even more things happening. Where, you know, entrepreneurs creating interesting stuff for tourism.
And when you say entrepreneurs, obviously we're talking about tourism, but I mean any particular, you know, aspect of tourism that really needs attention?
Well, not really. If you're doing something in tourism, let's say if you're a tour operator, if you have boats, for example.
Right.
If you have a coffee shop that's specifically for tourists, and you're having something different, something unique, I think this program will be definitely for you.
And how is sort of, you know, Pedací, that area now sort of, with regards to tourism infrastructure? I know there's some new hotels down in that area and whatever. But how's it developing down there?
Well, actually, it's growing. It's growing very fast. I think it's, and that's why we chose specifically Pedací as our main focus. Because we think that with a little bit of help, with a little bit of training, correct training, and picking the entrepreneurs that are really making a difference, I think the impact will be even greater. You know, that's the starting point.
Right.
Eventually, we'd like to do more training in the rest of the country. But I think Pedací has such a unique position, and people from around Panama and around the globe go to Pedací for anything from surf or just, you know, the nature.
Sure. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, you've got the island out there where people like to go and visit. Whale watching. That's a big plus down there as well. Friends of ours. In fact, Ingrid, does her report. They went down there not so long ago and the whale watching they said was fantastic.
It is amazing. I've never been, actually. I've seen the videos and
you
the
see,
pictures
like
of
me.
Friends. I'm like you. Not after Moscoso, but it's been a while.
You know, it's funny because it's funny you say that because one of the things I think, you know, as well as sort of, you know, obviously we want international business, but also homegrown tourism is something because, you know, what I found, I mean, I lived and worked in the city of London for many, many years. And it's only after I came here and I was living in Panama that I went back and started doing some sightseeing. Because you take your own surroundings a bit for granted, really, don't you? This is the problem. You know, and there's so much to see and so much to do.
Yeah, actually, my friends, when I used to work in other places, I had a lot of international friends, and they all knew Panama better than me. And that's not how it's supposed to be, but, you know, people come from the outside and they say, oh, it's so amazing. You have San Blas for 1 hour and
right,
a half, and
right.
You have the mountain, and you have Pedací and Boquete. Everything's so close in terms of, you know, the long distances that you find in other countries.
Sure, Sure. No, absolutely. So if somebody's going to say, oh, yeah, you know, I want to get involved, how can they get sort of start getting involved? And, I mean, how long is this on, folks? I know it's already underway.
Yes, it's already underway. We have it open from, it started on a couple of weeks ago, and it will stop. We'll close the registrations on October 21st.
Okay.
So you're still on time to register your idea, your entrepreneurship, your business, tourism business. The website is a little bit complicated, so we always have our Instagram, Cidal Saber, in Instagram, or just Innova CDS if you want to find more information. But let's say, just if you have pen and paper and you want to write it down, the website is aei.org.pa/reactivate-turismo.
Okay, we will put a link on our website as well, because if the web page is going to be complicated, it's getting there.
It is.
But I've actually got it up on my screen, so I know exactly where I can find you. We're going to put a link on that for on our web page today, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. So what do you hope ultimately to, what's your goal with this particular project?
Yeah, well, the main program, we're going to pick 50 entrepreneurs, business people with tourism, businesses, and then they're going to go through a series of, workshops. Some will be, live in presence. We're going to go there. Others will be virtual. And then we'll have, out of the 50, we're going to take 30. We're going to get even more training, more specific training in innovation. Mm-hmm. And finally, we're going to take the last 20, the best 20, we will get mentorship. Yes, I think you know how mentorship really helps entrepreneurs. Having an expert with you, it really helps. And eventually, I think, and we're having some interesting allies or partners in the program, and we have Banco Delta, and they're very interested in helping these entrepreneurs. So hopefully the last 20 will get some.
There's some possibility of some financing as well.
There is.
Good.
There is.
Can you put in a good word for us?
You have to move to Pedací to do that.
Okay. I think that's a wonderful
point. From
No, because as I said, basically you're covering a lot of the bases there, because this is it. And especially, it's always difficult when you are starting off, when you're, you know, entrepreneur, where you are on your own, building your own company up, is to get that bit of financial support. Because the beauty of this is you're whittling it down to the best. So, you know, once they're there, then they can, I guess, put their proposals forward and see how it goes. Excellent idea. Excellent idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so radio station in Pedací, that's next on the list. Oh, wonderful. And so, all right, we're going to put information on there. You've got 10 days left to register with your ideas. And to say, we'll have the website on our page today. And that's thebreakfastshow.com.pa, so that'll help you go off into the to the right direction. Now, the one starting tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes, tomorrow. Yes.
Gosh, where's the time gone?
Yes. So it's the BizFit. I've actually come here like a couple of years now talking about the BizFit, because I'm really, really excited of this event every year, which is the event that combines technology and combines business. So
we call
it BizFit, with B-I-Z, BizFit Panama. And it's organized by Ciudad Saber and by Capatec, which is the Panamanian Chamber of Technology, which I'm also part of.
Okay.
Very, very happy to be part of. And this year we're doing something very different, Jerry, and I hope you can come as well. This year we're starting at Ciudad Saber tomorrow at 11 a.m. with an IT show.
Okay.
So what's an IT show, you will ask? IT show means we're going to have all these cool technologies right there for you to see, touch, use. We're going to have holograms. We're going to have virtual reality, augmented reality, drones, you name it.
This sounds like a toy shop for me.
To me as well.
Now, I see on the list here, but in small print, which is not very encouraging, electric cars.
Electric cars. If you're looking to buy your next electric car, we're going to have one there. I hope that you can try it. I don't actually know, but we're going to have electric cars as well, because you know what? This is the future and we need to be there now.
Yeah, I like the way we say when you buy your next electric car. Not many of us have got one already. But it's because, I mean, funnily enough, it's so strange because I actually fell in love. I got one of the YouTubes I was looking at. There is a there's a company in Switzerland, and they are starting. They've already started manufacturing. It's called the Microlino, and it's a little electric car. Now, I don't know. You're probably too young to remember, but there was a vehicle once called the BMW iSetta. So I can see the expression on your face. You're right. There is a Camry. You know that, don't you? The iSetta. Now, if I tell you what it's like, because it was a little, like a little bubble, call it a bubble car, and the front used to open. That was the door to get into the car. You're still giving me a blank look.
What?
Yeah, okay.
You got in the car from the front.
You got in the car from the front, and it's tiny. Well, the Microlino looks very, very similar, and the front of the car opens. And I'll tell you what, I'll send you a link to the YouTube, because I just fell in love with this thing. And it's a little electric car, but it's and you can have a property, but you can also just plug it into the main socket of your house and it charges in 4 hours. I mean, for running around the city and things like that, it's absolutely brilliant. And I just love the design. That would be my choice. But yeah, I mean, I don't know whether I'll ever actually own one.
Why not?
Because my car is getting on, so it's probably not worth much now, but I still love it. But no, it is the future. We have to develop. And I mean, this is one of the things, I guess, you know, we need the infrastructure. That's the first thing. And I know a good friend of ours is Edison Brosse. And that is a bill that he's sort of got through, where they're actually sort of looking at this. But no, this to me is like a toy shop. I love these things. So
yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. We're gonna have some cool things. We're gonna have robots there as well. So a couple of surprises.
Really, this is super cool. Now tell me about it.
So yeah, so of course, as always, BizFit is for free, so we're inviting everyone to go. And who's invited? Like, of course, everyone is invited, but who wants to go there? If you're a tech aficionado, if you are someone that works in technology, if you're a student that likes technology or that is looking for what to study, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
But also if you're just curious about what's next, what's the next technology, it's for you.
Okay, so now tell me, this is it's just on for the one day?
Just for tomorrow.
Okay.
And then on Thursday, we're going to have our conferences.
Okay.
So it's going to be also very interesting. Actually, the main title or the slogan for this year is Building Corporate Innovation. So we're going to have a lot of panel discussions and presentations. But then our final presentation, we're gonna bring a professor from Harrisburg University who's gonna talk about the metaverse and creative entrepreneurship in the metaverse.
Yes, I mean, hey, look at my face. It's the same look as your face when we say that the iZeta from BMW. Huh? I mean,
the future, Jerry. The future is now. Then our next interview will be inside the metaverse for our listeners.
I have enough problems with reality, let alone invented reality, you know. I mean, just listen to the news. If we're all going to, I think we'll all disappear into the metaverse and stay there, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to be our safe place, you know, comfort place.
Certainly, but I remember the first time I was watching a program on the BBC, and it was a program, in actual fact, it was being broadcast by India, but it was some of their correspondents, and they were talking about the metaverse. And I think that was the first time I'd ever heard it. I thought, what the hell are they talking about? And now I say the same thing.
You still say the same thing.
I still say the same thing. Wait.
No, it's going to be very interesting. I think I own a VR headset, a virtual reality headset, so I really like this technology. But I'm very curious about what this creative entrepreneurship in the metaverse actually means. You know, sometimes you hear this and you're like, is this gibberish or does it really mean something? And I think it really means something because we're bringing a professor to talk about that.
Right, so I think this is what we need.
High level thing.
But I tell you, here's something else. You have never probably seen a BMW I Setter, and I have never in my life worn a pair of these goggle things that you're talking about.
I think the future will be to ride one of those cars inside the metaverse. That's our goal for this week.
I'm going to send you that link, Ellie, on the Microlino. I think you'll love it. So now the exhibition, I guess, tomorrow. That is from what time and exactly where can we find it?
Perfect. So that starts at 11 a.m. and it runs to 6 p.m. with the drone show. We're gonna have a racing drone show at 6 p.m. It's going to be at Ciudad del Saber, our convention center, building 184. As I said, it is for free, but we still encourage you to sign up in the website because you will also receive the link for our exhibition, which will be virtual, will be only online for Thursday.
Okay.
So it's important for you guys to go.
Yes, that's great.
Register.
So you'll be able to follow the conference online?
Yes. The conference will be online. We're going to have very, very limited sitting there at Antime. The presentation will be Thursday at Antime. You know, the sponsors, and maybe we can bring some of your listeners, maybe yourself, maybe Jasmine. The presentations will be online for the rest of the attendees. We're expecting more than 500 people tomorrow throughout the day.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So tomorrow is touchy feely day.
Yes. Just go ahead and get into the metaverse.
Well, I can see me sort of trying to find your place tomorrow and putting into Waze or whatever it is I'm using, you know, metaverse, Ciudad del Saber, and see if I can find you.
Hopefully, if you click metaverse, it will bring you here and not to.
It'll probably say, please put on goggle or what do you call those headsets? Virtual reality headsets?
VR headset.
Oh, yes. So please put on your VR headset and off we go. Brum, brum. I think it's absolutely wonderful. It's what a fantastic event. I mean, what I like is about, you know, the combination of the two, because you can go and actually see technology tomorrow. And then, you've got the conference on Thursday, which, what time is the conference going on from?
It actually starts very early at 9 a.m. It's going to go throughout the day until I think 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just be working and then connect to the conferences. It's going to be one at 9 a.m. If you can innovate through the public sector, which would be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to have at 11 another conference about corporate innovation. I think it's Microsoft going to be there. Then we're going to have a panel discussion about best practices of corporate innovation. Very interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the conference about creative entrepreneurship in the metaverse at 5 p.m.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Good. Excellent. Well, I mean, I shall probably join it online on Thursday. But tomorrow afternoon, I'll see how the schedule is. I'm going to go over and play.
Yeah. And drive the electric car.
I hope so. I must admit that is a technology which you know really does sort of it really quite excites me. And I mean already, you know, if you look at the sort of development in technologies with regards to cars, even the sort of, you know, the ones now which aren't electric, but how their design has changed and what a difference LED lighting has made to the appearance of cars. I mean, you know, the big headlights are gone and some very imaginative sort of lighting at the back and so I love this stuff. So I know where Alex will be this week.
Definitely he'll be there.
So this is great. So I mean, you look very happy over there. So things are going well over there in Ciudad del Saber.
Yes, as always. And you're invited, and all your listeners invited to come here and just feel the vibe of entrepreneurship and innovation in Ciudad del Saber.
Sounds good. Hey, and Yate, how much support are you getting from the government? Because I notice, you know, like we just had the budgeting for next year, and they're cutting everybody's budget down, including Cineset. And I think that's yeah. wrong, because that is something we really need to move forward. It's something we need to invest more in, not less in.
Exactly. And we're very sad about that news. Cineset is really doing a great job. They actually, and that maybe the third thing that I can talk, even though I don't work at Cineset, they mm-hmm. just launched their Capital Semilla convocatoria. You know, like if you are an entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur, you mm-hmm. apply and you can get funds. And yeah. these are non-refundable, so it means
basically you don't have to pay it back.
Have to pay it back. It's for you to build your business.
Hey, yes, we got any ideas? we could sort of try and get involved with radio or something like that. You know?
Yeah, maybe something interesting. Metaverse radio, of course.
Now you're giving me a headache.
I'm going to convince you, Jerry. Next year we're going to do this.
Everybody can have the breakfast show using their sort of VR headset, so they can have me there with them while they're on the bus. No, but I'll tell you what, I mean, you know, we always dream, don't we? And these are the things that we're aiming for. But I mean, eventually, I think what we'll end up with is, remember in the sort of Star Trek series, or that the hologram room where you go in, you could be transported to anywhere and interact with it when you don't need to wear goggles.
Eventually, it'll come.
It will come.
I think that's the future, but yeah.
Yeah, because what you do is, you know, to make it more realistic, it'll be, you'll be able to project it to walls, but it'll be in a 3D, like a hologram onto the wall, so you get all the depth that you need.
Now you're talking innovation there.
Yeah, well, there you are, you see. I should be an entrepreneur.
You are.
Well, we do have the only English language radio program, No, I think it's great, and I think the more and more we see of this, and I mean, you are getting good support from the government?
Yeah. We're getting some programs with the government, so we're working very closely with them. Hopefully they don't got more budget, and mm-hmm. we can do more things. But yeah, we got a good relationship with them in Ciudad Saber and also in Capatec.
All right, perfect. Well, look, what we're going to do, Alejandro, we're going to put the information on our website, links to the two web pages for that info as well. And I think it's great, and thank you. And I may see you perhaps tomorrow afternoon.
Hopefully, yes.
I'll try not to run you over with the electric car.
I'll be flying the drones inside my virtual reality headset.
Oh, love it. All right, my friend, look, you take care. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Bye.
And that was his soon. Alejandro Carbonell with us here this morning on The Breakfast Show. And like I said, we'll have information on our website today. And that'll help you link up with those. Don't forget, you've got 10 days to register on the Entrepreneur Program. That's tourism. And that is tourism in the Pedersey area is what they're concentrating on. And then, of course, that fantastic event tomorrow, which we were just talking about. So there we go. And say, more information, our website, time on The Breakfast Show, 5 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
I'll take a rainy day to make a champagne shower, poach some horn and tusk to build an ivory tower. Been to Philadelphia the day it was closed. I walked to New Orleans down a Louisiana road. Skeletons they hung from the bushes and the trees. The night a skull among them said, "Who to me?" In a time of wine and cheap cigar, come on, top out the world. Top out the world, mom. Look, mom, no hands. Look, my ring light grain. I'm a superpower. Now I'm a handy man. Didn't I turn out? Didn't I turn out?
tongue, at the mildest touch. Not your alchemist, it can go from rust. Been down in Roswell when the Martians came, sealed to Mandeville across the haunted strain.
Goes Mr. Elton John and look, Ma, no hands. That's what you say when you're just about to fall off your bicycle, isn't it, really? Look, Ma, no hands. Bang. Elton John. Big thanks again to Alejandro Carbonell over there in the Suite del Saber. Don't forget, we'll have links to those two events on our webpage when we set that up after the programme. And that's thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And don't forget, you can listen to the programmes again. Or for the first time, if you want, by going to the website. I don't know if we want to sit there and listen to them all again. Time on The Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Hmm.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Hey, life, look at me. I can see the real side. The thing shook me, took me out of my world. I woke up. Suddenly I just woke up to the happening. When you find it, that you left the future behind. But when you got a tender love that don't take care of, then you better beware of the happening. One day you're up,
that day you're up.
We turn around,
we turn around.
You find your world,
you find your world.
It's coming down,
it's coming down.
It happened to me, and it can happen to you. I was sure, I felt secure, until love took a detour. Yeah, riding high on top of the world, it happened. Suddenly it just happened. I saw my dreams on a cut. When love walked away from my heart. And when you lose that precious love you need to guide you, something happens inside you. The happen.
There we go. That's Diana Ross there and the Supremes and the happening. And time on the Breakfast Show. We've got a couple of requests to get through this morning. Let's start off with Renee and Rick. Of course, they're over in Greece. Yeah, I still can't get over it because it's like they're still here. Good morning. I hope the weather isn't too wild and crazy there. No, we've got a beautiful morning so far. We've got sunshine peeping through. And Renee goes, in honour of my mum, who passed away 7 years ago today, could you please play two in a row? Now, the first one you've asked for is Scars in Heaven from Casting Crowns. And the other one, believe it or not, is Happy from Pharrell Williams. And here's to the memory of your mum, Renee.
If I had only known the last time would be the last time, I would have put off all the things I had to do. I would have stayed a little longer, held on a little tighter. Now what I'd give for one more day with you. 'Cause there's a wound here in my heart where something's missing. And they tell me that it's gonna heal with time. But I know you're in a place where all your wounds have been erased. And knowing yours are healed is healing mine. The only scars in heaven, it won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now.
know the road you walked was anything but easy. You picked up your share of scars along the way. Oh, but now you're standing in the sun. You fought your fight and your race is run. The pain is all a million miles away. The only scars in heaven, it won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken. And all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven, yeah, are on the hands that hold you now. Not a day goes by that I don't. You live on in all the better part. Until I'm standing with you in the sun, I'll fight this fight and this race I'll run. Until I finally see what you can see. Oh, the only scars in heaven, they won't belong to me and there'll be no such thing as broken. But all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, and even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
There we go, two in a row, and that was for Renee this morning. And good morning also to Rick, but he's working. One of them has to, while the other one enjoys themselves. They say can't get rid of us, and we don't want to either. So there you are, Renee. In fact, I guess both of us lost our mothers in the same year, 2015. My mother passed away in January of 2015. So it's always nice to remember. I do the same thing every year, obviously on Mother's Day, but also on the day that she passed away. She actually passed away, believe it or not, while I was doing my program. And the boys and girls here didn't tell me until afterwards, but there we go. So yeah, it's always good to remember. They do so much for us. They make us what we are. Now, also, let me say a very good morning. We've got another request to get through. Say a very good morning to Ashti. Good morning to you. He says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a peaceful day, you all. Requesting this amazing cover. It's certainly different. It's one of my favourite tracks of all time, Wicked Game by Chris Isaak. It says here, Chris Isaak, Wicked Game, featuring Saren. And the Chillon remix. this is Chris Isaak, Wicked Game, featuring Saran Chill on the remix. I don't dislike it, but it implicates the fact that you should also be hearing Chris Isaak on there. Which we didn't, which was a shame. But it is one of my favourite tracks. Also one of Mary Lou's as well. Not a bad cover at all, but I just wish they would just say Saran and not Chris Isaak. 29 minutes right now, that's before the hour of 10 o'clock. It's time to go over and check in with Yasmin this morning. I think she's been rummaging around and got us a couple of Born on This Day in Music. Good morning, Yas.
Hello, good morning.
And
happy Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you. Just going to make sure you didn't miss that out. So, how's your week been so far? Yesterday, relaxing?
Yeah, I did some exercises at home.
Well, that's not relaxing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Best thing to do, you know, because you know they got these people, they do YouTube videos of exercising,
mm-hmm.
and on the TV as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just watch those.
No, I use YouTube.
Yeah, but you don't need to do any. Just watch them and make you slimmer.
No.
No.
I use YouTube and Instagram.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And does it work?
Yes.
Oh, good.
It does.
Glad to hear that. And, tomorrow you've got a busy day.
Oh, yes. Crazy. This week is going to be crazy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm. Yes. And how's Ian doing? Did he go to school yesterday?
No.
No, didn't. Say all the schools were closed, weren't mm-hmm. they, yesterday?
Exactly.
I thought it was the traffic was light. And I was walking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I know there's no traffic. Should have taken the car.
okay.
today, anything or...
No, today is relaxing. Today is going to be really relaxed. I'm
oh, okay.
Not gonna do
You're not even going to watch a no. Keep Fit video?
No.
No, very wise.
No.
Yeah. If you want to have a good time but you don't want to put on weight, watch a video about chocolate.
No, thank you.
hey, you found a couple of tracks for this day in music. Tell me.
Okay, let's talk about the first one. Darren Hall.
Oh, okay.
He was born in 1946. American rock, R&B, and soul singer from Hall and Oates, who had the 1982 US number 1 and UK number 6 single Man Eater, plus 5 other US number 1 hits. Hall scored the solo 1986 UK number 28 single Dreamtime. Hall and Oates have sold an estimated 40 million records.
That's a lot, isn't it? 40
mm-hmm.
million. Dollar each would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Making them the third best-selling music duo of all time. Wow.
Incredible, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And we do play them quite often.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play Maneater.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Thank you.
There we go. Man Eater from Daryl Hall and Jonas. What a pair. 40 million records.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 10 cents would be all right on that lot, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your second one for today, yes?
Okay, the second one is Andrew Woolfolk. He was born in 1950.
Okay.
Saxophonist with Earth, Wind and Fire, who had the 1975 US number one single Shining Star and the 1981 UK number three single Let's Groove. The band has received 20 Grammy nominations and were the first African American act to sell out Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Holds a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, it's not square either. Here we go. It's Earth, Wind and Fire and Shining Star. Go, that's it, Shining Star.
Mm-hmm.
EWF.
Mm-hmm,
Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yeah.
Yes, good one. On the first one, hey, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see what else we got. Oh, I got to Disturb to play in a minute.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know it's my favourite one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
My favourite too.
Your favourite too, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we like. And so, well, that's it then. Off you go and have an enjoyable day.
Oh, thank you, you too, and everybody.
Yeah. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not? All right, yeah, see you tomorrow. I know you've got a busy
see you
day
tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All the best. And Disturbed. Best cover in the world, Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
The way
take a trip back in time then with Procol Harum and A Whiter Shade of Pale. And tell you what, I've got some good covers of that one as well. Let's dig a couple out. Plus, try and remember to play one of those tomorrow. Try and remember to do a lot of things tomorrow, really. Never comes easy, you know. Jackson Brown, this is taking us towards the end of this morning's breakfast show. Somebody's Baby. 9 minutes before 10 o'clock. There we go, that's wrapping us up for today. Mr. Jackson Brown and Somebody's Baby. And the time is 5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, so it's time to say my thank yous for this morning to Alejandro Carbonell, our guest in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Don't forget, there's some of those great events over there in the City of Knowledge. We're going to put links to the websites on our page today, so that you can take a good look at those and say make an application, any of the applications that are needed. So that's going to be on our website, which is thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And also a big thank you to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and for doing everything else, things like social media and all that stuff. So big thanks to Yasmin, to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her glimpse of the everyday story of country folk today. And also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. The boys and girls, a group of girls, to keep us up and running, especially to Isaac. Good morning to you, Isaac, and thank you very much. And don't forget, stay tuned, by the way, because when we've just wrapped up in a couple of minutes' time, you'll be able to stay here and listen to Gigi with Two Chat SOSE. Yes, Gigi will be here in a while. Don't forget, great programming going right through the day here on Cool FM. So anyway, lastly, big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much. If you fancy advertising or sponsoring the program, just get in touch with us on our WhatsApp, 677-188-22. 677-188-22. All right, 677-188-22. You can always watch us, WhatsApp us on there, or give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. Right, well, I'm going to go off now and sort of give my tongue a rest. All right? Just remember, what do I say? At 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, join us, all right? But please be careful during the course of today. Whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it carefully. Tomorrow I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. For me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.